Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab.
Well, howdy, partners. It's time for another Technology Lab, and you might wonder why on earth, howdy, partners, but today's session is on data wrangling. I'm Randy Johnston, with my handler, Brian Tankersley, and we're going to talk about how to handle some data here today. Now, this topic is super important, and I don't want to make light of it because this may be one of the primary skills that is needed by professional accountants for the next 10 years or more. And you need someone in your firm that can do this job well, and it may be more than one someone's. So, Brian, I have to give you full credit. Data wrangling is a term you came up with, just like digital plumbing, and there's so many terms that are used commonly in the profession that you're the inventor of, but you are probably better served than anybody else to define what you mean by data wrangling. So what's your thought here?
Golly, Tom Bob, howdy, partner. Glad to have you out here on range today. But seriously, I got to throw some bad jokes at you folks. But what I would say about data wrangling here is that historically, when there were large amounts of data that had to be manipulated, changed around, anything had to get done, we had to have people with database administration and programming skills. So we had to write code, we had to write queries. So we had to know either SQL or code or both in order to be able to get information out of our data sources. Well, unfortunately, with the advent of private equity and the move toward measuring everything, one of the things that is changing in our profession is that there is a need now for more data to be moved around from more data sources. And so what's happened here is, you've heard us talk in the past about low code, no code. The idea here is that we have these data wrangling tools that are available that can help you take data in one form and transform it into another, and it will actually create the code for you in many cases without you having to ever learn Python or, again, other scripting languages in order to retrieve it. So again, the thought process here is that we're really getting further down the rabbit hole of this self-serve data business intelligence and self-serve data manipulation to where one of the critical skills, I believe, for people entering the profession is to have some basic knowledge of some kind of data prep tool. And again, in the past, we did this with Excel, with tools like, text to columns and things like that. We can do very simple things. We have some AI in Excel today, with Create from Example and some other things like that that are available. But realistically, I think Power Query is kind of the Excel tool that goes with this. You could add to that Zoho Data Prep. There's a Tableau Data Prep. Data Snipper is one that is audit specific that we'll talk about later. But this concept of taking data, retrieving it, we're extracting it, we're transforming it, and then loading it into another source file or source place, we're really taking this ETL process that underlies so much of business intelligence, and we're migrating it over to where it's now done on a low-code, no-code basis, and these tools will go through and they will analyze the data, and they'll tell you what percentage of the things changed over or didn't change over, it really gives you analytics that you can use. Again, you're just working off of a thing and you're creating a step-by-step transformation of the data. And you can go back and revise it if, you know, if at step three, there was a change made and it blew away some data you didn't want it to, you can go back to step three, change it, and then all your succeeding steps will flow through. And so it gives you kind of a toolkit for doing this where we don't have to break everything down into subroutines and lines of code and SQL commands. Instead, we can actually kind of watch while we do, which makes it much easier for most of us non-programmers to work with the data.
Yeah, so some real big points and important points for you to have heard from Brian is we used to do a lot of this in Excel, and having taught those courses through the years and trying to manipulate the data in Excel, what a laborious thing to do every month. And we got a little relief with Power Query. But you heard that there are more new capabilities in the market from a variety of platforms. One you didn't name, Brian, for example, was Domo. But sometimes only industry CPA professionals have access to those high-end tools. We think that all of you will wind up with access to a variety of tools, and you're going to have some in your toolkit. So, you know, Brian did properly call out the data snipper tool for an interesting interface for grabbing audit data. And of course, you've got tools that will go grab audit data, like Validus does a good job of grabbing data. And in prior technology labs, we've talked about APIs and SDKs, that way of getting data. But here we're talking about access to the data and the major change of the 30-year-old concept of extract, transform, and load. It is now a visual process that allows us to get this data. So, Brian, you've used a lot of these different tools. If you were recommending some tools to learn to our public practice listeners, what would you recommend? And if you were recommending some tools to our industry CPAs, what might you recommend?
Well, for public practice, and of course, we can't talk about 100% data analysis without talking about four utilities. You know, there's IDEA and ACL, two data manipulation tools. There's MindBridge AI, and then there's one more that I keep remembering, that's some former Big Four people, which is escaping me. Please enlighten me here.
I wish I could today, and you caught me flat-footed, Brian. So
anyway, there's another one that basically extracts the data and then manipulates it, and some former Deloitte people. And unfortunately, you all are seeing that once you pass 50 years old, sometimes the check engine light comes on in your head. But those are, you know, just looking at those are the audit-specific ones. I think everybody needs to get some good knowledge of Power Query. And I'm not saying this because I'm not saying this to shamelessly promote my Power Query webinars that you can get at store.k2e.com, although I will put the shameless plug in there for it. But Power Query is, I think, one of the most important tools to be added to Excel since maybe pivot tables. It's that big of a deal just because it would go in and Power Query really goes in and lets you use the menu to take the data and to slice and dice. And then it'll create a script in the scripting language called M, and it will go through and do all of those things we're talking about. Okay. So it will transform, pull it in one thing, and you can stack things on top of each other. So you can do things like if you had monthly trial balances from your client in CSV format, you can merge them together into a single file that then you can do pivot tables with, or that you can upload into your audit software or your tax software, or whatever it is. I guess the thing I would say here is that the tools that, you know, our programmers have historically written code to do this, and they had to, you know, and it typically took a long time because they had to think up how they were going to do this, and they had to write the code, then they had to test it at a very detailed level, and so they could see what resulted from it. And then they had to troubleshoot it without the benefit of this step-by-step processing necessarily. And so by doing this, you're not only saving time, you're using less expensive time. Now, for my industry attendees, I'm going to say that Power Query is probably the first one just because it's already paid for and you don't have to do anything. Zoho Data Prep is one that I've been very impressed with if you're doing much in the Zoho world. I would also throw the Tableau Data Prep at you if you're a Tableau shop. And there are some open source ones that I have been told about that I haven't heard about. So I'm not going to, you know, I haven't played with, so I'm not going to cite those specifically, but I'm actually on the hunt for an open source data prep tool because, you know, I think there's at least a half day class, if not a full day class to be created related to this.
Yeah, understood. And so friends, notice what we're trying to get you to do is understand that you've got the need. Many of you are Microsoft 365 subscribers. Therefore, you have access to the Power Query tools, which are in the Microsoft suite. And that's a good starting point. Further, we've had other tech labs where we've talked about things like the data integration tools, the Boomies, the Zapiers, and CDatas and so forth. And all of those tools expose data in another way. So in effect, you begin to recognize that if data is stored in the cloud, then what you really wind up with is connections, usually through APIs, where you can suck the data out and put it together. You know, when you start thinking about what you're going to do, you have to picture all of the data sources that you're dealing with, what your targets are, whether it's tax, audit, reporting, maybe it's for your CAS practice. How do you get that data in, automated, and reported on in a convenient fashion?
There are some terms you need to understand at a very detailed level. By the way, Randy, the product I was thinking about earlier was Inflow. You rightly mentioned Avanir as well. So there's plenty of platforms out there that are doing some of this. But you need to understand some database concepts, okay? So you need to understand the difference in tables and records and fields slash columns. You need to understand database schemas and how tables relate to one another. Because what's going to happen is the data is going to be laid out one way in the software that you're trying to get it out of, or in the reports, or in however you're trying to get it. And then you're going to have to transform it and format it in a different way to meet your specific needs. And again, this is the thing that database administrators did in the past. I mean, it's why when you wanted to do BI 20 years ago, you had to write a check for $250,000 for racks of hardware and software, plus buy a $100,000 plus at that time database administrator. This ETL process was just, you know, it was very, very code intensive. And so we can do things now with tools like Power Query and these data wrangling tools in 5 minutes that used to take us 5 hours with a trained programmer in the past, just because the tools are laid out so well. So what I would say to you here is that when you're thinking about this, you do need to know some database concepts, but you don't have to be fluent in writing SQL code, and you don't have to be fluent in here, but you still need to understand that, oh, I've got these fields out of these tables that need to relate to each other. The other fundamental difference here is that when you do things in these tools, you typically do things at the field level. Okay, so in Excel, we do things in one cell that affects one number. When we're doing things with these things, we're acting on an entire column of data, however many records that constitutes, and many times columns of data that are in different fields that have to then be related to each other so that you can get, you know, three columns from this field and three columns from this other field, so I can get the six columns that I want all together in one table, okay? So understanding those concepts and going forward, I think, is one of the critical things to do here. But don't get too intimidated, okay? Because a table and a database is not that different in the way it's laid out from a spreadsheet.
Yeah, so Brian, to your point, and thank you for remembering Inflow. Mark Edmondson, the CEO, would be so miffed at me that I didn't remember to call out the product name, because it is one of those that ingests data very, very well. But, you know, our point for you, our listeners, is really that all of these data connections you're going to have to figure out how to make. And it is easier than it used to be, because you heard Brian citing tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars to make the connections. That was absolutely true. When you think about other products that we've talked about in other tech labs, for example, 4Impact Data connects to a lot of these different tables, if you will, and summarizes things into Power BI dashboards, very useful for your CAS practices and advisory. Likewise, there's other reporting tools that you might want to use for practice management. They've done the same type of thing. So just as an example, Century Software historically, or Abdo Solutions nowadays, goes and grabs all your practice management data and your payroll data and your accounting data and summarizes it up into actionable dashboards inside your firms, which are more powerful than the built-in dashboards in a lot of the practice management products. But how do they get that done? It's the magic of grabbing the data and reporting it up into KPIs. I mean, that's the final landing zone on this. But our topic today is only about transforming the data wrangling.
And I would say here that this is so critical to get the data to do these KPIs, because there are all kinds of management philosophies like holacracy, which is what Tony Hsieh had at Zappos before he was acquired by Amazon, where, you know, you can even look at Amazon's strategy, where they provide metrics to people on how their performance is, and you decide whether or not you still have a job, whether or not you're meeting your numbers, okay? Unfortunately, this inflexibility and this achieve the goal at no cost attitude is creeping into businesses of all kinds as we try to compete with private equity funded companies and we try to compete with giants like Amazon. And so to get the kind of reporting that you need to identify problems, because we've got to identify those problems much earlier in the process than we have in the past, we've got to have this data record.
Yeah. So Brian, I think you said at no cost, I think you meant all costs, but you got to get it no matter what.
Well, we do have to get it no matter what, but the good news is there are tools today that we have in Excel, and you put that with Power BI at a $10 a month subscription, and you have a better tool set there than you've had with that $250,000 in that SQL database program 20 years ago. It is like night and day. Infinitely better. And it is approachable for us I know, Randy, you've written code, but some of the last code I wrote was Turbo Pascal or Fortran 78 back in college. I can make my way around Python, but I will say that it is so much easier for me to visually look at the data sets and to personally go through and create the steps of the transformations, simply because my ability to visualize what's happening in real time makes a big difference. You know, if you think about it, if you're going to write code, you have to understand every single step before you put them all together. And then you have to go back in and figure out which step was messed up. And so that debugging of these things is very time consuming and is very technically difficult. You have to go through it one step at a time. And many times you can't see what the result is coming out of that step. And so with these tools, you can see in real time what's coming in, and you can see what you're missing, because sometimes there'll be erroneous data in there and you'll have just certain records that the transformation just won't work on.
I was reminded recently of one of my favorite claims that a CPA professional made. You know, I went to school for 4 years, passed an exam, then went on to get a master's degree, and these hands will never touch a keyboard. Okay, you can tell that was made a few years back as a claim. But we're also seeing right now where, again, evolution of technology over time. I'll never answer email. That's why I have admins. I'll never run a spreadsheet. That's why I have administrative staff and so forth. And I'm not advocating that you should be the data wrangler here. But you have to have somebody in your firm, one or more somebodies, that understands how to get this data, or your firm will be at a disadvantage. And I believe that you need this to help your clients. So as long as you have a client service attitude, you need a data wrangling attitude to go with it.
And as a partner, you don't have to know how it works, and you don't have to know how to do it, but you have to have a good idea of what's possible. And you should be spending time with your data wranglers to learn about the interesting projects that they're working on and the things they're doing, because they are going to come up with innovative things that you can sell that will create huge amounts of value for your firm and for your clients, but they need to be listened to because they're typically not the sales-minded people. They're maybe a little more introverted. And you, just like any good salesperson has to know their product, you have to know what your team is capable of so that you can go out and when you hear those problems, when you're having meetings with your clients, so that you know that you have a potential solution that you can deploy.
Well, yeehaw, it's time for us to get our lassos and go out after some data. So hopefully you got an idea or two on how to round up those little doggies. So we'll see you on another Technology Lab. Good day.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.